Hello, and thank you for listening to Cruising the Waves podcast, a podcast dedicated to bringing you cruise information right from the source, right from the people who work in the industry. Each week, I'll be bringing you a new podcast with a representative from the cruise lines, river and ocean cruise lines, and also expedition cruises too. This way, you get the information straight from the source, factual information, not rumors or people guessing, but real information from those who work in the industry. Each week, I meet with my BDM, who is my business development manager from each cruise line. They have the inside scoop on all the news from the high seas. Remember to check out Plenty of Sunshine Travel on the web, and here you'll find all the group cruises that we have planned. We've locked in some amazing rates and some great perks too, so check those out. Also check out our YouTube channel, Plenty of Sunshine Travel on YouTube, to see pictures and videos of everything discussed here today. Want to get into the conversation? Visit us on Instagram and Facebook. Feel free to post any questions you might have, and I'll be sure to include them in the next episode for you. For help in booking your own cruise experience that was discussed on this week's topic or any other vacation you could dream of, you can contact me at kathleen@plentyofsunshinetravel.com. On this week's Cruising the Waves podcast, episode number 148, we've been meeting with Maxine from Seabourn Cruises, and we are going to be talking about her personal experience when she went to Antarctica on Seabourn Pursuit. If you enjoyed this week's podcast, please like and subscribe to our channel, and remember to hit that share button. Over to the podcast! Hello everybody, and welcome to this week's Cruise Chat. I'm Kathleen Penner, owner of Plenty of Sunshine Travel, and today I'm joined by Maxine. And Maxine is from Seabourn Cruises, as you can see, and she just returned from a fantastic exploration, and I cannot wait to hear all about it. So I'm just going to turn it right over to you and let you just talk about your personal review on Seabourn. Was it Venture or Pursuit that you were on?
Thank you, Kathleen. It was the Pursuit. Yes, we have beautiful, purposefully built ships to take you to the most remote corners of the world. And, you know, when we talk about expedition, what is expedition? How does this differ from a standard cruise? So it's great to have this conversation with you, Kathleen, to really point out the nuanced differences, because, you know, some people want that adventure, and some people might be wondering, well, is that suitable for me? So this is the seventh continent. If you have ever dreamt or have it on your dream list to go and check that box, well, this is the best way to do it by far. Now, the photo you're looking at right here is a very unique and special opportunity. When I say that the ship is purposefully built, it's a PC6, a Polar Class 6 reinforced hull. So it's not your standard cruise hull. Right. And that allows us, in the perfect conditions with our experienced captains, to actually do a maneuver called ice jacking. It's actually wedging into this fast ice. So fast ice is just, you know, one season. It's not glacial ice or multiple years compacted down, but it's strong enough to then walk off the ship right onto Antarctic ice. It's just
such an experience, right? Because I mean, it's broken through. It's parked there, and yet it's strong enough to hold the people as they disembark the ship. And I mean, how much better is that to just show up and say, I'm here, let's go.
And what's even funnier, Kathleen, is penguins came over to welcome us. Just walked. So the photos, I mean, and the most important thing to know about an expedition is every single voyage is like a fingerprint. You can never duplicate the exact same thing. You're going to, there's hundreds of different landing places and bays and, you know, islands in Antarctica to explore. So you'll only be with your own vessel. You'll never have, you know, crowding by any means. And every single day is different and flexible. You don't need to shop the itinerary to make sure you're going to a particular place, because that's all up to, you know, the expedition leaders. It's a very unique experience, but easy in the fact that you don't have to do any of the planning, and you can leave that to the expert.
Incredible. I mean, this has been on my bucket list for who knows how long, is to get there. And, you know, I'm not too fond of the Drake Passage, the thought process of that. But once you get to that other side, I mean, goodness, How can you not want to do that? That's just incredible.
It's worth it, Kathleen. I have to say, the passing of the Drake or crossing of the Drake Passage was very uneventful for me. And it's all thanks to the ship itself, right? There are so many different ways or smaller vessels to get you to Antarctica, but this is the best of both worlds where we are large, sturdy, fast, and new. And yet we're still landing in Antarctica. You are still immersing yourself in Antarctica in small groups and, in an authentic way. So what you're looking at is a capacity of about 250 to 260 guests.
Perfect.
And so you have this incredible variety of onboard activities and amenities because, we are a larger ship. So we have the infinity pool that's heated. That was about 90 degrees. I jumped into the pool in the middle of Antarctica with icebergs and glaciers all around and endless mountains. It is the most picturesque place to celebrate both onboard and ashore. Then, beside the infinity pool on both sides, you have two hot tubs. So, a hot tub over here, hot tub over here, outdoor showers. Because also important to remember is that these ships, there's two of them, they are identical. They go all over the world. So both of them come together to both be in Antarctica because it is the most popular of expeditions. And then one goes north to the Arctic and one goes west to the South Pacific and Australia. And then after the Arctic, coming back to Antarctica, it goes to the Amazon. So we can be in the Med, we can be in Brazil, we can be in Caribbean. So these infinity pools are very multi-purpose to cater to any region of the world.
Absolutely. But there's just something so cool about being in those infinity pools and looking at the glaciers and looking at the snow and yet being so warm. So that's just incredible.
We had a friend or made friends on board totally sunburned, Kathleen. There's got to be a prize for being able to be sunburnt in Antarctica, but it's really important to remember that this is summertime for the Southern Hemisphere. And, obviously, well, us here in Toronto, we know that we get longer days in the summer than in the winter because of the axis. So when it's our time to be summer, we get these long days. So it's the same thing in Antarctica. So we sail from November until March. And you get these beautiful long days. I mean, the sun rises way before me, and it's golden hour at like 9 p.m., 10 p.m.
Oh, my goodness.
And so when the sun is on you, you feel, you're close to the sun and you feel warm. I mean, we're out here in our robes and slippers. It's not just, a photo shoot and then we're actually freezing. No, this was true, pure enjoyment. And this was actually the very first day when we arrived in Antarctica. So it's the first time seeing land, and it was a spectacular day. Had got to enjoy the scenery and the hot tub, and even from the room. So it's important to know that Seabourn is 100% veranda suites. So it's not that I'm showing you the best suite, but then in reality you could be in a an inside room. No, this is your room. All of our rooms, in fact, over 85%. Are this veranda suite. So it's 350 square feet. It has a walk-in closet, has a big, beautiful bathroom with a soaker tub and a walk-in glass shower and double sink vanity. It's got
And
everything.
marble everywhere, just beautiful.
Yeah. So when someone thinks expedition, sometimes you just think, I'm going to be roughing it. I'm going to have to sacrifice something to get to these remote areas. And that's what Seabourn does so flawlessly is giving you the luxury, giving you the comfort of onboard, the enjoyment. And then every day you are out there enjoying. So I love all of the different venues. This was actually a photo taken in the middle of dinner. We were inside, but again, these ships were made with such intention that every single venue has floor-to-ceiling windows. You do not miss a moment. When we first walked into dinner, everyone was by the windows, and there was this, pod of humpback whales. And then we were in the middle of dinner, and we had just entered the Lemaire Channel, which is these a very narrow, I think it's only, eight, what would, I can't remember how wide it was, but it really, you have these mountains on both sides of you. And so we just ran out to take some photos. And again, this is probably 8:30 and it's not dark out.
Gorgeous.
And as we were taking the photos, because there's a patio bar out there. There's actually an outdoor bar. There's heaters built into the awnings over top of, couches and chairs. And he comes over to bring us blankets. And, it was fantastic. You
Oh,
don't miss a moment.
no.
So the kinds of things you would do on an expedition, well, first and foremost, you're getting from ship to shore by Zodiac, right? An inflatable, heavy duty, motorized boat. And you're just doing a wet landing. You just kind of, swing your legs around the boat, maybe a couple steps in water before you get to the beach, before you get to the rocks. Everything is waterproof and everything's provided for you. So that orange parka, it's not that we went shopping together. That's your gift. And so you get a two-layer Helly Hansen parka, you get the branded hat, you get boots, you get the walking stick. So really just the snow pants is the one thing that you should, in terms of outerwear. You can see we're still wearing our life vests. They're not very bulky, but you can take those off and leave them by the shoreline. But the hiking, I mean, you see all those penguins behind us.
Incredible. Oh my goodness. That is like the best welcoming party ever, is to be greeted by penguins. Oh goodness.
Every single day. Every
Beautiful.
single day, every single landing. So you will essentially do two activities in two different locations every day. We could sail for maybe 2 hours, 3 hours in between. So in the morning, you might go for a hike from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. And it's all self-guided, in fact. You really don't see anybody else in these photos because everyone's at their own pace, and there's just a trail they've kind of marked off, and they say, okay, just stay 5 feet from a penguin, but they're walking wherever they want to walk. They don't care. They're curious. They're not bothered by you. So you do get these really up close and personal interactions with the penguins. And you could just stop and watch because they're clumsy, Kathleen. They fall over, they hop over rocks, and
Oh,
they're
goodness.
really fun to just observe. And there's little babies. I think the babies are mostly hatched December to January. So this is mid-February. And so the babies are almost like 80% of their size, I would say. But they still have the gray, fluffy feathers rather than the darker black. So just, you're there. You're being, you're experiencing, you're immersed in the capacity that you want to be. And so the icebergs, say the phrase, the saying goes, you go for the penguins and you come back for the icebergs. Because this is a destination you absolutely can and should go multiple times. As much as it's a once in a lifetime opportunity and it's the furthest corner of the world, as soon as you go, you'll want to come back. And it's really, really special. So these icebergs, you almost forget the science that you're only seeing about 20% above the water. So imagine how big they are, and that they did break off of a land glacier. And you see the lines, and there's so much to just admire as a piece of art. So this is the Zodiac. This is your mode of transportation. And whether you're going just ship to shore, and sometimes that can be 3 minutes, sometimes that can be 5 or 6 minutes, but sometimes we will just go explore for an hour, hour and a half, and we'll go. This is called Iceberg Alley or Iceberg Graveyard. And every glacier has different shapes, and then you'll find, penguins on them, or fur seals or leopard seals, swimming around. There's so much wildlife to be had. So you can see the boots. So those are the boots provided for you. They're fully waterproof, and so you can get in the water, and they kind of go up halfway up your shin, and they're just kept in the locker by the landing zone. So again, having a purposefully built ship means that there's dedicated spaces. There's an ease and a flow of getting on and off that makes it really easy. And then, I get questions like, Well, who is this suitable for? What kind of age range? And Kathleen, it was so interesting to get on board, and I met a 6-year-old and I met an 86-year-old, and
Oh,
that was our range.
yes. Oh, goodness. And they both enjoyed it thoroughly. I would very much imagine that one. Yeah. Wow. Incredible.
Yes, I interacted with both of them, and I mean that's quite the scale. 6 is our minimum allowed for expedition. You need to have, your life jacket, and they get their kid's size for their polar outerwear. And you get to choose what you want to do. Even when there's a hike, there could be a short route and a longer route. There could be a flat beach walk versus, more of an incline. And then there's the Zodiac tours. So, it really allows you, if you've been dreaming about Antarctica, and it was more like a wish than a plan. It just means that you can still do this at any age. And it really is, the help of the expedition team getting on and off of Zodiac. They're with you every step of the way.
Yes, literally. Yeah. Amazing. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
The amount of wildlife we saw, of course, penguins,
my goodness.
100%. I would say that's the highest volume. And there's many different species of penguins.
Right.
What you're seeing here are the chin straps. They got that line. And then there's the Gentoo penguins. And, we even have longer expeditions that would include the Falkland Islands and South Georgia, which are known for their king penguins and their emperor penguins. So there's a lot to see in these photos. It really shows you how close you're able to get, and that there's no fear for humans. They're curious at best, lazy most of the time. They're just
They're still on
lounging.
vacation. Yep. Oh, goodness.
Yeah. So this is a fur seal, and it was so fascinating. I think it was something like 1,000 hairs per, centimeter. They are fully waterproof. They don't feel, I always was curious if they just like the cold, but no, they just don't feel it. They're just totally, because of the density of their fur, they're good to go. But it was
And
just so
you're talking like you've been informed about all of these. So I think that there are guides on board that fill you in on all of this kind of stuff as well, right?
Kathleen, I knew nothing before
And
I
now
went.
you're just so educated. Wow.
Yeah, and that I think is the epitome of the difference with expedition is it's learning. It's not entirely scientific, it's that balance, but it's you're passionate about the destinations and the wildlife. And if you've ever gone on a trip and they say, well, we can't guarantee we're going to see anything. Well, off the record, we can guarantee
That's
in
right. Yeah.
Antarctica, it's just so plentiful. Now, if you are brave enough, we provide the opportunity for a polar plunge, and I couldn't recommend it more. Kathleen, I'm going to put you on the spot. How do you feel about this?
A polar plunge. My husband does every New Year's Day. He goes into Lake Ontario. He does the polar dip for that. And he says he's got to go in and he's got to go right under. I love taking pictures of him and making fun of how cold he looks. But for this, I think I would do it for this because this is a once in a lifetime. I'm not going to go down to Lake Ontario every New Year's Day and do that one. That's not for me. But here you've got a warm place to get changed. You can hop in the hot tub and I think I would definitely do this one, much opposed to our polar bear dip, where you're standing there freezing on the shoreline getting dressed.
I couldn't agree more because I've never jumped into Lake Ontario on January 1st. And it's for that reason because, well, how long do I have to be wet when I get out? There's
It's
nothing.
cold. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So
But I
this
think this
was.
is luxury enough that I would hop in the hot tub and bring my core body temperature back up to normal, and then I'd be fine.
I went in the sauna, and the sauna even has this gorgeous picture window. But even right on the inside of the ship, they have a whole table of your spirit of choice, whether it's your liquid courage beforehand or a quick warm up afterwards. It's a celebration. The energy, the positivity, the crew members are doing it, the guests are doing it. It's at least 50% of the whole ship participates, which is, it's something, it's the bragging rights. So if you are, driven by YOLO and seize the day,
Mm-hmm.
carpe diem. Well, this is for you. And the therapeutic benefits are true. You know, you feel energized. It's great for your immune system, your circulation. So it is quite special.
Yeah.
But that's what Seaborn is all about,
mm-hmm.
is creating these special moments of connection, of celebration, of just living to the fullest.
Right.
And I love this photo. This is, again, that fast ice where even if we don't necessarily sail the ship into it, we can still pull the zodiacs up to it and have a special celebration. So how's this for a welcome to Antarctica?
Ooh, I love that. I love how somebody's dressed up like a penguin too.
The penguin suit. Yes, that is one of the expedition leaders. So in fact, the expedition team is a team of 24 expert guides.
That's
and
great.
So that is a great ratio. It keeps the group sizes small, and it keeps the, you know, just the access to knowledge from around the world, hundreds of years of combined experience. And that is the team that's making it so special. So here, I mean, you have it all. You can see the icebergs in the background. They call them bergy bits. Did you know that icebergs have different terminology based on the size? So all that tiny stuff, that's bergy bits, and that's scientific.
That's great. What a neat name.
Yeah. And then you can see two different zodiacs. One's coming, one's going. And, you know, it's kind of like a shuttle taking you from ship to shore. You can see it's a smooth, non-slippery rock arrival here. And again, you just have the team assisting you all the way. So if you have dreams of going to the seventh continent, this is, you know, imagine doing this with your favorite travel companion or solo. Seaborn's great for solo travelers, for the fact that we have the dining with the expedition team, dining with our officers. So, and it's such a social atmosphere because it's small and intimate that you make lifelong friends. The connections I made on board are really something. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
And it with cruising as a general rule. I mean, I just got off Seaborn Ovation last Sunday, and the people you sit and talk with at dinner, you just make that connection with them because you're like-minded. You know, you want to cruise, you're there together and you're exploring together, and much more with expedition cruising because you're in groups, you're off exploring, you're making memories together with other people, and you have so much to talk about and laugh about too. So
it's so true. You know, Seaborn is known to be a very social and very casual, you know, brand. We are the finest when it comes to food and entertainment and accommodations, but that doesn't mean it has to be any form of stuffy or stiff. And so, you know, when it comes to dress code and, you know, formalities, we are very casual. In fact, everything's included on board. So it's open bar. There's no tipping. The Wi-Fi is high speed through Starlink and all of the dining venues. So that's the balance of having just a total life-changing experience in Antarctica and enjoying every moment of the journey along the way to come back for, you know, live music and piano bar and a sushi restaurant and, you know, culinary delights from around the world.
Yes.
There's nothing like it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely incredible. And like you said, that ship only holds, what was it, 250 passengers or so. And that's a perfect size. And yet it's big enough to get you there safely and all the stabilizers too. So that's incredible.
Yeah, it was a great balance and I'm forever changed, Kathleen.
Oh, I understand that one easily. Yeah, incredible. It's been on my list for so long, like I said, to go there. And if any of you guys are watching this and you want information on any of these voyages, please reach out to me, info@plentyofsunshinetravel.com, because I want to be able to get you on board too, because this is just going to be an experience that's like any other. So you need to make sure you do it once in your lifetime minimum. And like you said, you know, you want to keep going back too. So yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you so much for putting that together. I really appreciate getting that personal experience in the overview. And I just feel your excitement too. And it's so much fun. So thank you again. And I hope everybody has a great week. And we'll see you guys next week. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for watching this week's Cruise Chat with Maxine. it was so cool to see some of those pictures that she had and to talk about her personal experience. I love hearing about people's personal experience on cruises because it's so real, it's authentic. It's something that, you know, you can talk about. Well, you know, like she said, in the middle of dinner, she went out and got a picture taken because it was just so beautiful out. So I just love hearing personal experiences, and I'm so glad you guys were able to watch and to join in and learn about it too. Make sure that you reach out to me at info@plentyofsunshinetravel.com because expedition cruising is something you need to book pretty far out. It's hard to get those last minute spots, and I know that it's something that you're going to want to do and, you know, to secure your spot as early as possible. So make sure you reach out to me. Like I said, it's info@plentyofsunshinetravel.com because I want to get you on board. Now, next week, I'm going to be meeting with Tammy from MSC Cruises, and we're going to be looking at some of their itineraries, some of their great places that they go to. It's just fantastic, and I'm glad that you guys have found our cruise chat. Make sure you subscribe, and I will see you guys next week or on board. Bye for now.